Hey, good morning once again. Big Len Edwards with you in studio, and with me, Dr. Lane Iena. Good morning, Dr. Lane.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
You know what? It's going to be one of those great days. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and we're a day closer to the weekend.
Absolutely, and I enjoyed those crisp, cool 90-degree temperatures last Saturday. I almost broke out a hoodie. Rep my LSU hoodie, right? Let the neighbors know what's up.
Exactly. So anyway, for today, it's something we've never talked about before.
Yeah, I don't think so. It's hard to remember every show you've done for 4 years, which is crazy to say out loud. Over 200 shows, if my math checks out. Don't check me on that. But yeah, bursitis. Now, I know that sounds like a random one, and we're usually pretty good about being topical. But for me, this is topical. And sometimes the man with the microphone gets to choose the topic. It is topical to me. And because this week, man, I have had so many bursitis cases hobble through the door, not walk. Hobble through the door.
Okay, so I've got a question.
Sure.
All right, since I'm not a medical doctor, although I play one on the radio right now, what is bursitis?
So that's a great question. Bursitis, but let's go back one step, the bursa. Let's talk about the bursa. It is a little fluid-filled sac between the bones and the tendons, the muscles, the soft tissues, kind of like a little pillow to soften the area in the joint space, right? So anytime you hear itis, that's inflammation of. So bursitis is inflammation of the bursa. That is any inflammation of that bursa sac that we're going to talk about today. Now, the four big places people tend to get it: shoulder, elbow, hip, knee, right? Not the usual head, shoulders, knees, and toes, if you will. My kids are listening. It is summer vacation. They may be listening. This week, you know, in medicine, there's a running joke that things only come in packs, right? And this will happen. It is so true. If I see one bursitis a week, I'll see it once a week for my whole career. But then this week, I think I've seen like five or six in 3 days, to the point where I was asking people, are you serious? So I don't know if maybe this is a busy time of year, because one of the things that causes bursitis is repetitive motion. So it is, we're getting towards the kind of that end of summertime. A lot of people are trying to get ready for school. Maybe you're coming off of a vacation or getting ready for a vacation. Maybe, like me, you saw a picture of yourself in a bathing suit and you want to start your walks again, if you know what I'm saying. So get that fitness going again. But the repetitive motion is one of the big ones. And sometimes people don't even realize they did it. And I'll kind of start digging into the patient. Well, your knee hurts. I'll do the exam. It feels inflamed. It hurts when I move it. It hurts when you actively move it. And I go, I think this is a bursitis. Have you been more active? Maybe did you help move? You know what? I did help my buddy move last Saturday, and that's why my knee's sore. So that's a big reason for it. Injury's another, probably the most common cause outside of the repetitive motion thing. Another thing with injury is a lot of times we won't remember that we do it, because the inflammation isn't immediate. I usually use a rolled ankle for an analogy there, because a lot of us have been there before. You'll stumble off of a curb. You don't think about it because you're busy, right? We all stumble here and there. And then the swelling takes 12 to 24 hours to set in. So the next day you wake up, you've got a huge ankle. I'm like, what the heck did I do? You didn't commit the stumble to memory. Bursitis is similar. You tweaked your knee. Maybe you're like me and you picked up something way too heavy with one arm to throw over the bed of your truck, but I'm tough and I'm strong and my shoulder can take it, darn it. And now my shoulder hurts the next day. So the bursitises tend to come on that way. Very, very common, especially this week for whatever reason. So you come in, I do the physical exam, I diagnose it. Luckily, it's not a big deal. We can get this treated. And typically what I'll do is I'll either give you an anti-inflammatory, so something like meloxicam, Celebrex. You could do ibuprofen or naproxen as well. Those are all non-steroidal anti-inflammatories. Or let's say maybe you're on blood thinners, or maybe you've got some kidney issues and I'm trying to avoid the anti-inflammatories. Then I'll go with a Medrol dose pack. And I'm sure HEB and Walgreens and Kroger are wondering why I have written for so many of those this week. But the Medrol dose pack is a steroid pack, and that helps to bring down that inflammation. So if you're hitting the inflammation, you're hitting the source of the pain. That's the best way to treat something, right? You're not doing a Band-Aid. You're actually treating the problem. I'm a big ice guy in bursitis. There's a big ice versus heat debate, but if you've got something that's actively inflamed, I tend towards ice. If you think heat's more comfortable and makes it feel better, go nuts. There's not really any studies backing up what I'm saying. I just like how cold feels. And then rest. Rest is a big one too. You want to keep moving. You don't want to just sit around and do nothing. The joint can stiffen up. But don't help a neighbor move the next weekend. Maybe don't lift anything heavy the next few days. And these tend to get better. If it's really bad, a really bad bursitis, I or an orthopedist can do a dedicated steroid injection, but it tends to not get to that point. I'll see it occasionally in like a hip bursitis, but at that point I'm sending you to ortho just to make sure there's not anything else going on that I'm missing. So bursitis, very common, particularly this week in Huntsville Family Medicine. So if you have it, call your doctor, call me. We will get you feeling better. This is something we can handle and we can figure out why it happened, probably.
All right, well, there you go. Great edition of this week's Thursday Morning House Call, brought to you by Huntsville Memorial Hospital.
Let's keep Huntsville healthy.